Hello, and welcome to Podzor, episode 48
yeah,
slash
baby.
49.
Say, yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Gravelly voice going here, so
Dan's got the Uber radio voice going on.
I'm not even sick. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Maybe you finally hit puberty.
Maybe I just maybe my balls finally dropped.
Oh, hello, man. Baby.
Yeah. So, and my mic is in front of my mouth, so if I'm popping the mic, I apologize. But
okay, as long as people can hear us,
I don't really care anymore. I'm done.
Yeah, Dan in all of his glory fucked up episode 48 because.
Yeah.
The mic switch wasn't turned on.
The mic switch was on line in instead of mic, and it,
right.
Yeah, for anyone that listened to the martial arts portion in Podzor martial arts stuff will know what it sounded like.
Right.
Yeah. Which is a whole lot like this. So it didn't work out real well. But
all right.
So how's your month been? God, it's been like a month since we did one.
Freaking busy. The holidays are always crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. In the middle of redoing our kitchen. So
yes.
We have no kitchen right now.
No kitchen. That's
no
gotta
nothing.
Be fun.
Yeah, so, and I despise working on homes.
Yeah, me
I'd
too.
I'd much rather be doing stuff like this.
Yeah, me too.
So.
It drives me crazy.
There you go.
You just got a new hard drive?
I did. I just
got a megabyte hard drive.
250
gigabyte.
250 gigabyte
yeah,
hard drive.
Right.
Western Digital. Yeah. In fact, Best Buy. I usually hate them because their prices are outrageous. But this was a 250 gig SATA hard drive, which is a
very
RAID
nice.
Serial ATA hard drive
yeah.
for $79.
Yikes.
No mail-in rebate. No nothing.
Nice.
$79.
Wow. Yeah.
Suffer, I'm having some incompatibility problems with my motherboard.
Now, can you not get it to come up at all?
Nah, I think the problem is I'm going to have to buy my SATA drive. I have ports in my on my motherboard.
Okay.
And this is a SATA 2 hard drive.
Oh, son of a bitch.
So, I think I'm just going to have to buy a SATA 2 deal, or else just take the freaking thing back, but it's 250 gigabytes!
Damn, dude.
That would be nice for doing video and...
So, I got a new toy myself, and I waited until the podcast to tell you.
What'd you get?
I got... I got an Akai 42-inch plasma high-def television.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Nice.
And it is very nice.
How's
very
that
nice.
Working with your Xbox 360?
Oh, dude. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. With the 360, I can now... It's funny, because when I was impressed with the graphics of the 360 before. Now I can sort of... Now I can actually see the graphic limitations of the 360 as opposed to the graphic limitations
of
my television. Because before, it had always been my television that was sort of the bottleneck. And now I can see some of the stuff on the 360 where, you know, some of the textures look a little flat, but it's absolutely amazing. And
damn.
My 360, I have two DVD players and my 360. And my 360 is the best DVD player of all three of them.
Why is that?
It has a better picture than any of the other ones. It has more features. So my 360 is now going to be my full-time DVD player.
Very interesting. I always wondered why DVD players in there, at least for the Xbox 360,
yep.
It sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's a good DVD player.
It is a really good DVD player.
Huh.
Yep. And it's pretty easy to use. I mean... it goes right into the DVD when you put it in the drive, so Jen will be able to use it without having to go through a bunch of menus and things like that. And I know they have the remotes for the 360 that are just DVD remotes.
Interesting.
So I'm probably going to grab one of those. Cool. Yeah, it's a really sweet setup.
That is
and
sweet.
And I'm getting the high-def cable box this weekend.
Ooh, man.
So I'll be able to watch Lost.
So you're going
to
be a big old lump on a big old couch.
I'll be able to watch Lost and Heroes in high-def.
Oh, man.
Yep.
That's
and
good.
The recorder is going to be in the high-def cable box.
Excellent.
All Comcast. Which, not a big fan of their high-speed.
But it is overpriced.
The cable's not bad.
No, their service is great. I never had a problem with their service. I only ever had a problem with their price.
Yeah, I would agree.
Service was always top notch.
Jen, I came home the other day and Jen was like, you know what? We haven't bought anything for ourselves in so long. Fuck it. Let's get a big screen TV. I was like, okay. Ran out to Sam's Club for a 42-inch plasma.
And it was HD. It's not HD ready. It's an HD TV.
It's an HD TV, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah. So I haven't tested it out. I think 720p is what it'll go up to.
So what are you doing with your projector?
It's still going to be up and running. The downside of the projector is that you can actually get brand new in a box for about $600 online.
Right.
And I've had mine for about 2 years, so I'm guessing the bulb is about ready to be changed.
Right.
And the bulbs are about $250.
Right.
So selling my projector, I could probably only get about $300 for my projector.
Right.
And when it comes down to $300 or just keeping it, I'd rather just keep it. The big deal will be when the bulb burns out, do I actually invest the money in a new bulb?
Right.
But it's a different experience. I mean, it's a 42-inch versus 110-inch. So it's still a different experience. But
nice.
So I've been having a lot of fun with that.
Well, I had a total gadget Christmas this Christmas.
Oh, you did?
Yep. For my iPod.
What's
which
that
is an
do?
FM transmitter.
Ooh, okay.
Plugs right into my lighter. And
okay.
It's got a bunch
Very
of little
nice.
Arms and gadgets and stuff. And it's fan-frickin-tastic.
Very nice.
It retails for about $100.
Nice.
I also got my parents sprung
Does
for...
Does it do power and FM transmission?
Yes, it nice. Charges yep. while it...
Cool. Very cool.
I did still have to take off my...
Your case?
No, my antenna.
Antenna,
because
yeah.
that was just better.
It's just not powerful enough, is it?
Well, it's not a problem with that. I mean, the problem is... Well, I mean, yeah, there it is. I mean, it can't be too powerful, because otherwise, then you interfere with the radio versus the radio interfering with you, so they probably have a limit
on
what they can do.
I think the FCC regulates that a little bit.
So the problem is not with those devices. You can't do that. But I took the antenna off, and
it worked like a charm.
Everything's fine. And I found some stations, the thing is, you drive into certain areas of town,
yep.
and you have to change the station because yep. you get a stronger signal on different stations.
Yeah. Well, Jen and I just bought a tape player add-on, so you can put it in your tape player and plug it into your iPod from your tape player.
Yeah, and interesting,
that works really
Intra
well.
Has a jack for the tape add-on. Built into the device.
Oh, really?
So you can plug that into your thing, plug
Very
your
nice.
Tape into there, plug
so
it into a tape
power,
player, and you still
get
your power,
yeah.
and you can play your iPod if you only got a
yep.
tape player.
Yep.
Very handy.
Yeah.
Then my parents sprung for an iHome, which is...
Oh, those are sweet, dude.
Yeah,
a home dock with
yeah,
speakers, right?
And it mounts under our cabinets. It's all white. It matches our new cabinets for our kids. Oh. Press the button. It's got a little thing that ejects and drops down. You put your iPod in it. Sucks
no
it back
way.
Up in there.
Oh,
it's,
it sucks it back in?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Awesome. It's got a clock. It's got an egg timer. It's got everything
wow.
on it.
Wow. That's very cool.
Yeah. So, and then...
Good stuff, man.
My wife and I each got new LG phones, cell phones.
Oh, you did. Okay.
For free. It was our two every... ever
yep.
Free every two
ours
or whatever.
Ours is coming up in January.
Yeah. It's sexy.
Really?
Yeah, it's got some great features. It does 15-second video clips. It's fan-frickin-tastic.
Sweet.
So...
I'm considering springing for razors for Jen and I.
You know what? I've heard bad things about the razors.
I have, too.
I've
they're
heard
really
their,
fucking cool.
Looking. I've heard their reception is.
I've heard the reception
iffy.
Is bad. I've heard the buttons are hard to push.
Yep.
I've heard all kinds of bad things, but.
So, yeah, and I figured, well, I can razor.
Oh,
and
did
I'm
you?
Like, look, this is free.
Right.
We pay nothing.
Right. And
free.
You have to pay for those, and they're not very practical.
Right. Right. And this has all the same features of the razor. It's just
yeah.
not thin.
Right. Right.
So. Yeah, so I had total gadget Christmas. I loved it.
Cool.
Can't complain about that.
Very
and,
cool.
And we got a new kitchen.
Yes.
So.
That I didn't. I got a rarity ticket.
You did?
For Christmas. Yep. And 2 days later, got a speeding ticket. talk about irony.
What the
yeah,
hell?
2 days later, I got a speeding ticket.
What did he? You got a speeding ticket?
I got a speeding ticket. I had it up. I had it installed. It was there. But I got a speeding ticket. Yeah. But I counted myself lucky. He clocked me 5. And he only wrote me up for 35 and a 25. So, but yeah, I figured I'd sell the radar detector on eBay to pay for the ticket.
Did it not go off or anything?
I don't know what the fuck it did. It maybe wasn't loud enough or whatever the case might be. I know that most of the stuff nowadays is instant on anyway, so memes and you're busted already.
Right.
All it does is tell you that you've been busted.
Right.
So I don't know how great they are, but...
Interesting.
So we've got kind of a mishmash of topics today because we've got some stuff in our 48 episode notes and stuff, some stuff in our 49 episode notes because we trashed the last episode, but we're going to kind of maybe jump back and forth a little bit. So if we get a little distracted or...
Crazy holiday.
This will be our crazy holiday episode.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's going to be a little bit short.
Yeah. So we
got to... And we just wasted half the time talking about nothing.
That's all right. We'll stay on topic and we'll keep it moving. So.
All right. Well,
So first of all, comments and corrections. I don't think we have any. Things have been really slow on the forums lately.
Yeah,
I haven't been going up there very often. And one of the things I did want to say, Steve Pinder is doing KarateCast again, which is nice.
He is,
yes.
Huh?
Yep.
He decided it was worth it to go back or what?
Well, he left because of some quote-unquote family issues.
Right.
And he wasn't spending enough time with the family, blah, blah, blah. He's divorced now. So I don't think that's as much of an issue as it used to be.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go. So
bitches.
You get divorced, you have more time to podcast.
Which is way more important. You can always pay for sex.
Exactly. And if you're good enough at the podcasting, you get advertising. Your
right.
advertising pays.
And eventually you get famous and then the sex is free. So what's the difference?
So start with podcasting. Everything leads to free sex, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least I wish
And
it did.
You don't have to work on your kitchen.
You don't have to work on your kitchen. Unless, of course, you're covering it with eggshell crates so that it doesn't echo so much in there for when you do podcasts in your kitchen.
Good point.
Yeah.
The pod kitchen?
I was telling Jen, I was like, yeah, Sterling took out all the carpeting out of his office. And she was like, ooh, was there hardwood floors underneath? I was like, yeah, and it pissed me off. She's like, what? That's because it echoes twice as much.
Very nice. That fucker ruined our podcasting
God
room.
Damn it. So anyway, let's move into tech tips.
Okay.
I found a website that does online conversions, and it's really cool.
Online conversions of...
anything to anything.
Really?
Just about. Yeah, it does...
MIDI to...
I don't know. Probably. When I saw the list of conversions... There was a shitload of them.
So it does audio, video, whatever.
Audio, video. It does like Word documents to OpenOffice documents, OpenOffice documents to Word documents. Almost any kind of conversion you can think of, it'll do it.
That's freaking sweet.
So if you have a file type that you can't either identify or don't have, go out and check out this online conversion thing because it is pretty fucking sweet.
Now that is cool.
Yeah.
Good one.
But so that's my tech tip for this.
All right.
So let's move on to... science and tech stuff.
Banshee, greater than iTunes. I think we did that. I just remember talking about it.
Well, let's...
Banshee is the iTunes player for Linux.
Yes.
It's an alternative
it's
to
iTunes.
It's an iTunes-like
player for
iTunes-like.
Linux. A lot of these where they... I would suggest, you know, talking about... We talked a long time ago about virtual machines and things like that.
Right.
One of my favorite things to do is you get a Linux virtual machine going... And say you want to find a good MP3 player for Linux.
Yep.
Boot up your virtual machine. Download and install every MP3 player they have. The one you like. Close it without changing your virtual machine. And then, you know, sort of like you can browse
good.
For software applications.
Right.
You can
and
do
it
that
won't
with
change
anything.
Your stuff, yeah.
You can do that with anything.
So for all of our, you know, high-tech listeners that are playing with Linux...
Hey, you never know. You never know. Oh, okay, this is a big story. Podcasts are now on Dig.
I saw that.
If you enjoy the show even a little bit...
If you dig us.
If you dig us.
Go dig us.
Go dig us. I think we've got 5 votes now, which is very exciting.
One's you, one's me. One was... Well, 2 more of them were some of 2 of our listeners.
Dragon's Mortal and Pick and Slap.
Was it Pick and Slap?
Yeah, I think so.
And then the other one was
somebody
which
I greatly appreciate because one of them obviously was the submitter of our podcast because I did not submit it.
Aha!
And I did a search for it and I was like, it's already there. It's already got 2 votes.
Wow.
So I was very impressed and appreciative of that.
I had a sneeze.
I've been really sort of pushing the martial arts podcast now. I've been going up to a lot of forums and putting that feed in. And
well, and hopefully everybody realizes that once back to our normal schedule of once a week, things just got really messed up. Oh, this Christmas has been crazy.
And I mentioned this, I think, on the Trashed episode. We're switching around the topics. We're going to do martial arts last now, so that those people that are interested in just the martial arts stuff can go to the martial arts feed. And those people that like to listen to everything, listen to everything, and then the martial arts stuff will be at the end.
Right, right.
So that way, I don't know what the justification for that was, but
I think it was justified by you being a freak.
I'm a freak. So yeah, the podcasts on Dig. It's also a great way to find good podcasts. There's a lot of good stuff out there.
Well, Dig's is a big site.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people use that.
Now, I have noticed that a lot of the top ones are top ones. I mean, there's Twit and Dignation, and, you know, the most of the Twit network is in the top 10 or 15.
Of course.
And, you know, so...
Well, and one of the Dig guys, I mean,
it's somewhat of a self-selecting
group. He comes on
Twit
anyway, and...
Part of the reason that the Dig website became so popular was because of the Dig podcast. So it's, you know, like I said, but anyway,
I suddenly started thinking about me going. Hopefully I'm not doing that.
No. That was when you had the handheld
mic. That was when I had the mic.
You had the handheld mic and you put it right in your chin and your nose breathing right into it. It's fucking crazy.
All right, what else we got? PS3 game backups.
And file size.
Blah. Yellow Dog Linux.
Okay.
On PS3.
They put
Linux on
the
PS3. Anything. As for that. The Zune. Sucky, sucky. Fucky, fucky.
Leo Laporte hates the Zune. Now, I am a huge fan of... I would almost call myself a Leo Laporte fanboy. I think that...
is this the video?
This is the video of him just fucking going off about the Zune. I think he said in here at one point that he thinks that Microsoft may be doing it intentionally so that...
To put the heat on Apple.
To put the heat on the DRM issue.
On the DRM issue? Because his point was, Microsoft is paying a fee already saying,
well,
look...
Yes, that's one point.
His point was, we're recording music on here, so we'll pay you for it ahead of time.
Right. They'll pay
a flat fee. Right, at which point now... That raises questions like, well, the iPod, nobody pays us this fee for the iPod. Should the iPod be paying us a fee for all these pirated songs?
Well, and I think the other thing it brings to light is that Apple has done such a good job with DRM. DRM is management, for those of you that don't know. And essentially what it does is any song you buy, say from iTunes, you can put it on up to 5 machines.
Right.
And that's it. So... That is not so bad, but in 10 years, that starts to become a problem.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't have it now because a lot of people aren't sort of quote-unquote power users.
Right?
They've been using iTunes for a year, maybe a year and a half. They've had one iPod, and they've never had a problem with it because they have one, maybe two computers at the most. So it's never been an issue for them. But say I have a network at home with a server in the basement, I have and a desktop, and all of a sudden, boom, there's 3 machines right there.
Yep. So there's 3 of your licenses.
I actually had a media center that I then reformatted, so that's a 4th machine.
And if you forget
to
deauthorize your computer, you're screwed.
Then I have a computer at work. There's 5 machines right there. Done. So what happens when I get my next laptop at work?
You just gotta make sure you deauthorize
and
your computer.
And I guess there is a way that you can contact Apple, and they will deauthorize all of
it. Now, we talked about this, and we weren't sure.
And I wasn't sure, because, like I say, what if it's not hooked up to the network?
Well, and that's the thing. Who knows?
So, anyway, the Zune, really heavy DRM restrictions on it.
Yeah,
people are getting very frustrated.
Yeah, huge DRM.
And I think the biggest DRM issue is that any music that people bought on Urge, I think it is, which was the music store before the Zune, is not playable on the Zune.
Nice. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is, pick that you make, that your own music. Right. Say you have your own band and you record your own music put your music on your Zune.
Yep.
If you share that with somebody, they can only listen to it for 3 days and that's gone.
And think about it this way, if it didn't do that. If you were a band and you were playing it at some bar or something like that, you wanted to give people a track or two.
Yep.
Just give it away so that if they liked it, they would be even more motivated to buy your album.
Yeah.
You could set your Zune up and set it to broadcast your MP3s.
Anybody who had a Zune would get your two tracks.
Would instantly get your two tracks. How cool would that be? But they can only play it 3 times.
Right.
So, I don't know. Anyway, Zune's a hardware, but...
All right.
and the last one in 48...
Well, yeah, James Kim. I heard about this.
Yeah, James Kim. I don't know how many people listen to other podcasts out there, but he's been a regular member on Twit. He was also on the Screensavers a lot. He worked for CNET. Really cool guy, really gadget guy. Just wanted to briefly mention that he passed away trying to find some shelter for his family in a mountain. And
yeah, would they get caught in a...
Yeah, they got caught in a blizzard.
In a blizzard.
And after 7 days, he went out on foot because no one came and fires for heat. And
yeah, and his family all stayed there, and the family got rescued.
Yeah,
but
and he went out on foot.
He
and
froze to death.
Yeah, I looked at his path on Google, and it looks to me like he followed the road for the most part, and then there was a gully. And probably that it was so snow-covered that he turned down into the gully, assuming that that's where the road went.
Fell off the side?
No. He succumbed to the environment. And I think he was alive when they found him, but...
They couldn't save him.
They couldn't save him, yeah. And he was like... You know, the crazy thing is that he's sort of a gadget reviewer for CNET, and he didn't have a GPS.
Right.
Which is a real bummer. It looked like he was maybe a mile from a cabin of some sort. Or an inn or something like that.
Dang.
So he just lost his way on foot.
Well, hey, it just goes to show you that man has not yet conquered world.
That's right. And they have a little donation page on there for him if anybody knows him and wants to do that. So.
Okay. Gmail, SMS.
Yes, SMS. Yes,
badass.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, in fact, I have it. My Gmail account now will mail alerts from my calendar to my phone. It'll send me messages to my phone.
No way.
So whenever something happens, if I'm away from my desk, obviously you're not looking at your calendar all the
right.
time. I always have my phone with me.
That is
so
sweet.
You just put your phone in there, and it's free.
Now, do you have Verizon?
Yep.
I don't know if you know this or not. But if you do your phone number at vtext.com, it will send you the contents of the email as a text message.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that. There's a tech tip for Verizon users.
There's a tech tip.
Your number at what?
At vtext.com.
Send the email to your phone.
And I actually have done that at work. I have some automated services that run overnight, and when they fail, they send an email to that address. So I have a SMS message waiting for me saying, your service has failed. It's 3 a.m. and you have to go to work.
Dope. Nice.
Yeah. So Google SMS. I gotta check that out. That's really cool. Now, will it forward stuff, things like that?
No.
Or is this just for calendar?
You know what? I don't know. I didn't look that far.
That might be interesting.
I think right now it's just for the calendar.
All right.
You can set up reminders and alerts that will send stuff. I don't think it'll forward emails automatically.
That's very cool, though. Very cool. Yeah. Will it, like, the SMS contains, like, what the appointment is and all that jazz?
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Yep. Yeah. So it's
very cool.
That's neat. Gotta love Google.
We the killer console.
Idiocy.
Shock. A doll's eyes.
All right.
I gotta get that quote down. I don't know that quote.
Everybody's been talking about all these idiots who have been trashing their TVs and their windows
I'm very suspicious.
So am I, because I am sorry. In fact, they did a cover on NPR the other day.
Did they really?
And they actually had a quote from one of the newscasters in talking about somebody who had thrown a controller through some part of their TV.
Yeah.
And the news correspondent actually was like, wait a minute. And he goes, let me see that picture again. So they put the picture back up, and he goes, there is no way somebody could throw a remote made of plastic and have it go through that part of your TV. He was
really
like, that. He's just like, no way.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on here, but
there's some kind of class action lawsuit now.
Yeah,
it's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. And in fact, I don't get it. And actually, my buddy from work put it best. He's a little bit. He always picks on himself because of his own weight. But he goes, look, my fat ass and my two fat ass friends played this thing for 4 hours, stinking drunk and stinking sweaty, and never once did we lose the controller.
Right.
And, you know, he was like, there's no way.
I don't know. I mean, example, the wrist strap on my camera is, the strap is rather heavy duty, but the actual part that connects to the camera is very, very thin.
Yeah.
If I bet I couldn't pull it apart if I tried.
Right.
And so that's why I'm so... Unless they genuinely were mismanufactured.
It's always a possibility. You're going to get that.
That's always possible.
You're going to get that.
But I don't know. Seems a little bit ridiculous.
And you know what? I am sorry, but if you're swinging around and you put your own hand through a window, you're a moron.
Yeah. Well,
you are a fucking moron
if you do that. It was not meant to... for you to practice your 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Right. I mean, you got to take this, yeah.
Just chill out, people.
Yeah, and if you're doing that kind of stuff, for crying, room. Don't do that in a 2x2 area and then go, well, I didn't know I'd hit the wall if I swung my hand.
And fucking hold on to the remote.
Yeah, how hard is it? If you can't hold on to the remote, you don't need to be playing video games, okay?
Give
you're a
total
your tard, you're a tool, you're a window licker. Knock it off.
A window licker.
All right, that'll be enough. Death by cable.
Death by cable.
This was an article, actually.
Did somebody get decapitated?
Up somebody's house.
What?
Yes. They were dropping cable
like
in their yard.
Like inflated it?
No.
No.
They were
like
dropping...
exploded it.
Yes.
Oh, my.
They were dropping cable in somebody's yard, hit a gas line, and the house blew up.
Holy shit.
So just be careful
when
you order...
You know on Spike TV when they got all those explosions and stuff? They must have been tuned to Spike when it happened.
Oh, man.
Boom!
That must have been... Yeah, so...
Holy shit.
So there you go. Be careful
That's
when you
totally
order cable.
That's totally something I can see Mythbusters doing.
Be careful when you order cable.
Oh, getting high def this weekend. Monkey.
But they're not going to run line for you, though, right? They're just turning it on.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They were actually running line. They were digging through the yard.
Oh. And they hit...
To drop line. Oh. They hit a gas line, and boom.
Call Miss Dig.
Dig, that's right.
Microsoft Word equals
Hacksword. Somebody hacked Microsoft Word.
Open Office FTWA.
For the win. Come on, dude.
Win.
Get FTWA. Up with your elite lingo.
FTWA.
FTWA.
It's not a fatwa?
Not a fatwa.
Open Office is having a fatwa against Microsoft Word.
Microsoft Word was totally hacked.
What's that mean? That means you can download a Word document and it'll run a macro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What was the exact thing here? Let's see.
Bork.
Vulnerability affects versions sold from 2000 to 2006.
Vulnerability.
They can take control of your computer by sending you an email with a Word document attachment.
Oh, it automatically runs. You don't even have to download it and open it in Word.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Way to go, Microsoft.
That's the usability and security.
Right.
Or Securita. As
Securita.
I like to say. Securita.
So anyway, get Open Office.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because I'll tell you... Jen has been using OpenOffice and Firefox and doesn't know the difference.
Yeah. I cringe every time I go to somebody's computer
and
they're running IE.
IE and Word.
Running IE.
Yeah.
And I just want to go, I mean, I literally have to stop myself from going, what are you doing?
Well, it completely freaked me out. I was talking to my neighbor the other day. His cable modem, like I'm sure 90% of the people's do, his cable modem goes right into the back of his computer.
Oh, yeah. Most people don't know to get a router.
And he's on Service Pack 1 of XP.
Yeah.
And he's like, my computer's running really... It's probably because it's hosed.
Right.
It's probably because you have 1,000 hacksors fucking doing
DNS attacks. If anybody here has a DSL or cable modem, buy a router. You can buy a router for like $50.
$40, $50.
Right. You plug that into there, and you automatically have a hardware firewall set up.
Yep.
So people can't jump into your system without going through some hoops, at least.
Yep. And it's... I'll tell you what.
It's not foolproof, but I tell you what. Not looking for that.
And
they're going to be port scanning when they see that you're when they see that hardware in there. They're just going to skip over because somebody else is not going to have them.
Yep. And actually, most hardware does what's called stealthing now, which means when they say hello, are you there? They get absolutely no response.
Right.
And I think that, you know what, all this software that people are trying to sell and all this crap is all well and good. $40 hardware firewall. is all you need, and it works great.
Yeah.
And nowadays, I think for even like up to $60, you can get wireless.
Yep.
So then if you ever want to move your computer to another room, you want to buy a laptop, you have a PDA or
I got my AT&T Yahoo DSL. This has a built-in wireless and DSL modem all in one
and inherently
package.
It's a firewall.
Right.
So
it really is the way to go.
It's very cool. Good stuff. So buy that. Do that.
Do that. Get do it. That stuff. Do it.
Get it
do
now.
It, do it.
Fatwa.
It.
The okay. world needs only 5 computers. Yeah. 5 of the biggest computers you've ever seen.
Greg Papadopoulos. Actually, this guy wrote a very interesting article talking about how computer companies are going to be the cable companies of the future, comparatively.
Okay.
Where you're going to have people like Google, Microsoft, and they're going to have these massive, when he says computer, he means a farm of computers.
It'll be a service,
operating
a
as one big
based
computer.
Architecture.
It'll be a service-based architecture. It's a really good article talking. I mean,
you got to stabilize that thing, because it's probably going
to... No, you need to just freaking chill out with your audio. You're an audio slave.
Yes. I don't know what they sing, but Papadopoulos, that's a cool name. Did you know, who was George Papadopoulos? Papadopoulos, was that Small Wonder? I think so.
George Papadopoulos.
Yeah, he was the
father.
So, I use the Google Docs and spreadsheets now only.
Right.
Well, for personal stuff.
Yeah.
For work stuff, I use Word. Because we're standardized.
Because everybody else uses Word.
Well, we're standardized on Word in the company.
And I'm the exact same way.
But for Google, I love using their docs.
Me too.
And the only problem I can potentially see with it is if you don't have network connectivity.
Yes.
But even on Google Docs, you can download as an RTF and you can re-upload it.
Yep.
So if you know you're going on vacation, you know you're going on a plane trip, you just download it, edit it with OpenOffice. And then load it back up. Bingity, bingity, bing. You're good
bingity,
to go.
Bingity, bambity, boom.
Google Earth and Google this and Google that.
Google everything.
Oh, one of the things besides Google that I wanted to mention was Yahoo now has a really cool podcatcher kind of deal.
I hate Yahoo.
Do you?
They are a bunch of communist-supporting red bastards.
Oh, come on. Google did the same fucking thing, dude.
Google's
filtering its searches.
Nah, that was more than that. It was an article we read a long time ago. I can't remember exactly what it was, but you know.
Did they ass rape China?
No, they were.
Did China ass rape them?
They rolled over on somebody for something. That's Yahoo for you.
Yeah,
rolling
and
over.
Did I say Yahoo?
Yahoo. All right.
So yeah, the Yahoo podcatcher is pretty cool though.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll take your word. Apparently,
Wi-Fi
you can catch cancer
hazard.
From Wi-Fi.
Yes, you
just
can.
Just thought we'd add that to the list of things you can catch cancer from.
All right.
There you go.
Give me a cigarette.
There you go. That was all I had on that one. That's a tech tip. There
Wi-Fi
you go.
Causes cancer.
Oh, compulsive risk assessment psychosis. That's what this was about.
Compulsive risk assessment psychosis. You know what I like to call analysis paralysis.
And that's what he's talking about. Well, and you notice the acronym for compulsive risk assessment psychosis is crap.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So people out there that are worried about Wi-Fi giving them cancer, just relax, man. Your stress is going to give you cancer faster than the Wi-Fi will.
Exactly. Because stress does cause cancer.
Stress definitely causes cancer.
In fact, I think pretty much everything you...
Well, everything you ever do causes stress.
Which causes cancer. So eventually everyone...
Except free sex.
Free sex?
Free sex does not cause cancer.
That causes HIV and syphilis.
Nor does it call... dude. That was a callback.
Come on. I think that's all we got for tech stuff.
All right.
We're moving along here.
We are. What are we at here? 34 minutes. Well, I want to talk about Matt's a little bit.
What?
Matt's?
Matt's?
Matt's. M-A-T-T-E-S.
As in things you wipe your feet on, mats?
No, as in mats in movie making, because we're on to movie making stuff.
Movie making, okay.
So a lot of people who actually make movies probably know all about this now, but it was new for me, in that Premiere and many other, you have to get into the prosumer level of movie making applications, but they have what's called a mat, and most people are familiar with a blue screen or a green screen.
Right.
And that's what's called an alpha mat.
Yep.
So what you're doing is you're specifying a color and saying, remove that from my image.
Right.
But the other cool thing they have is what's called a garbage mat. And what you can do with a garbage mat, if you have someone standing in the middle of a green screen and there are shadows off to the right side, but there's no action going on over there, you can actually take your garbage mat and you can clip that out. And, for example, Premiere gives you a 8-point or a 16-point garbage mat. So you can manipulate those points into a
funnel?
A shape. A funnel?
I don't know.
They call it a funnel. a polygon.
Ah.
You can manipulate that into a polygon that actually captures only your character or only the thing that you want. And in Premiere, anyway, you can move that along the timeline too.
Very nice.
So
if they do move,
so you can track the motion across it.
Very nice.
And in fact, the other thing that's cool is that if you're tracking motion, and if for some reason you don't have the lighting right, you track motion into another part of the frame, and you can actually pick a different color for the alpha channel at that point if your green was a little darker because of a shadow or something like that.
Very. When the Two Guys episode 3?
I learned that I did that in the Two Guys episode 3, but I actually learned that on a show called Inside the Black Box.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Inside the Black Box.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Inside the Black Box is really hardcore stuff for filmmakers, videocast.
Mm.
Very, very good stuff. So anybody that likes, especially This Week in Media, Inside the Black Box is a great podcast.
I will have to check that
out. As well as Video Grunt. Video Grunt's another good one, but Video Grunt hasn't had a whole lot of stuff lately, so...
Now,
neither have we.
Holidays, yeah.
But that's my movie making tip. I was always a little bit confused about the definition of a mat versus like a blue screen or a green screen.
Right.
But they're all the same thing. It's to remove stuff from your top image to make the stuff on the underlying image visible. That's okay. What a mat does.
There you go.
So check out your mats.
Mats.
Got anything in 49 here?
49, movie stuff. We got some movie stuff. Movie making. Let's move on
to movie stuff. Movie stuff.
Stephen King.
Spielberg.
Spielberg. Ultra mega. Uber death combo.
Wow.
Or The Talisman. Spielberg is making the Stephen King movie The Talisman for TV.
You know what? We were just talking about this. We were watching Harry Potter on the new TV. Very nice. And we were talking about how much control Rowling had over, like, the casting and the storyline and every piece of that movie and how good it turned out.
Yep.
And Stephen King's, like, stuff is mostly crap. There's a couple of good ones out there. His screen transfer are just not good. The Stand wasn't very good.
You want to know why?
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because what people expect from horror movies
is not King, really.
Pretty lame.
Yeah.
So what they do is they try to fit Stephen King's works into what traditional
horror
moviegoers would like to see. His stuff
doesn't work.
His stuff is not, in my opinion, traditional horror.
It's just, I classify it as suspense.
It is suspense, but it's also a lot more character. Movie horror is not character driven horror.
No,
it's action driven horror.
Right.
Stephen King's books are not action driven horror. They're character driven horror.
So he's teaming up for Spielberg with this one, huh?
Yeah.
I think it might be a good one. So the other thing that is completely fucking bummed me out, and Mike's going to be so pissed, I lost the file that we recorded our review
for
007 on.
Dude.
I'm so bummed. I searched my hard drive. I searched.
You're fired. Did he totally email it to you?
What's that?
Did he email it to you?
No, I had it on my iPad.
You bastard.
Yep. So, sorry, Mike. I really apologize. But it was fun going to see the movie. And, oh, I never replied to his email. He was in over the holidays and wanted to go see
a
movie.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
I couldn't have gone anywhere now.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it.
Life is crazy.
I've been out of work for a week now because I haven't had to go to work this week. So, of course, I haven't been on my computer hardly.
Wow. Mike and I, Blue Screen Mike from the forums, and I went to see the new James Bond movie.
I heard it was great.
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
Very good movie.
I heard they went back to the roots of James Bond.
Yes, this is James Bond's first mission as a 00 agent. So, really, really phenomenal movie. They have a parkour scene in the movie that is the best foot chase scene I have ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, it's really, really good. It's really well done. Obviously, the stuntmen that were doing it knew parkour really well because they are not stuntmen doing parkour. They are obviously parkour guys.
Interesting.
Yeah, so really good stuff. It's a bit on the long, and the only thing I would tell people, and this is not a spoiler, but there's like 2 to 3 endings. So it reminded me a lot of the Return of the King at the end. You get that big pan back from the crowning ceremony.
Yep.
You think it's the end, and then it goes into another scene.
Yeah.
And then it has sort of a conclusion, and then it goes to another scene, and it has sort of a conclusion. So it kind of does that.
Okay.
And I really don't know why they did it. It was a long movie, so it's like they could have cut a lot of shit out, but I think they were really trying to develop a new Bond character, in all honesty.
Ah, right.
He's a lot more gritty than he used to be. That the fight scenes were really well done. And the fight scenes weren't martial art fight scenes, which I kind of appreciated because it wasn't a martial arts movie.
Right.
And they were, to some degree, like, reality-based, and to some degree, movie-making, and they had a really nice balance of very still stylized enough that you could actually see movement.
Nice.
You know? So, yeah. I give that a 19 out of 20, I'll give that movie, because I really enjoyed watching that one.
Excellent.
So.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and skip over to, because unfortunately I got to go here shortly.
Okay.
So we're going to make this quick.
So what do we want to skip over to?
I wanted to give a quick summary of the...
Yeah, how'd that work?
That was fantastic.
I heard it was a good experience.
Went off flawlessly.
I was a little bit concerned about bandwidth.
Oh, man, it was brilliant.
Really?
Perfect. Nobody had a single problem.
Now, did you guys use TeamSpeak then?
Yep. Yeah, so we had a TeamSpeak server running on Jeff's Linux box.
Yep.
So we were using him to host the audio and me to host the thing, and we didn't have a single problem.
Wow.
It was fantastic. A crash or this or that or nothing. The worst thing that happened was one of the guy's daughters kicked him out by closing his application down while he was playing. But that tool's absolutely fantastic. In fact, I had some things crop up like on the fly, and on the fly I had to make up some icons. And I mean, I was while I'm talking to them, pop an icon on the screen.
Wow.
And on it was web. It was brilliant.
Very.
Those tools from now on to try to do more often.
Okay. Cool.
Games.
Well, I'm gonna try and get in on the next one.
So sometime in January we'll run it again. But really, I couldn't really ask for anything more than for them to integrate some of their tools together. Like the initiative tool is not integrated with the map tool.
Yeah.
So I couldn't show those guys what the initiative was. I had the initiative in front of me.
Right, right, right.
Individually, the tools are great. So integrating them, or at least being able to push things like the initiative out to the map tool and that kind of stuff will help. But that definitely gets an A++++ for me in
that
category, because it was great, and it was so easy to do, and it was just as fun, almost as fun as being together at the table.
Wow.
It's hard to replace that social aspect of it. But
yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple things real quick. The PSP 3.0 upgrade is now released. It has PS1 emulation, but you can only buy the games through your PS3. Those cocksmokers.
Of course.
One of the nicer things that the 3.0 version can now save your podcasts. So it has the RSS reader. You can save podcast right to your memory card.
Very cool.
So that you don't need to be attached.
Interesting.
To hear them. So if you haven't hack-stored your PS3,
you got to get
not PS3, your PSP.
Yeah.
I would say it's time for an upgrade.
I got rid of my PSP. Yeah, I gave it to my nephew as a Christmas present.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. That's a big gift.
Yep.
That's a very big gift.
Well, my brother was looking to get him one, and I was like, no, take mine, give him mine.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather see him get it than me, get screwed out of the money anyway.
Right.
Which I would have been, but... other thing is I bought a Z-board.
A Z-board? What's a Z-board?
Keyboard
With all Z's?
With all Z's.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
It's only for
sweet.
The elite. No, you can take the keys off. See this thing back here?
Let me see. Whoa.
You can take
dude.
The keys off, and then you can buy custom keyboards
dude.
For your individual games and snap it onto your keyboard interface, and it remaps everything on a chip right there on the side. So when you plug it in...
No shit. So have you bought any templates for it yet?
No, I'm waiting for the World of Warcraft expansion.
Oh, shit.
And it's $20 for a new keyboard face, and I got the keyboard...
Oh, I see. This one comes with a first-person shooter.
Comes with a first-person shooter board.
An FPS board.
Yeah, and the keyboard I found it at Circuit City for $28.
No shit.
Yeah.
I hear there's a new keyboard, there's a new OLED keyboard where the keys actually have little OLEDs on them and their icons can change based on programming.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's $1,500.
Ouch. Ouch.
I can't imagine anybody would pay for that.
No. I can imagine some people would.
Yeah.
Just not me.
So, do we have time for it?
No, we do not.
Okay. Well, to summarize our... Because the Podzor people would not have been able to listen to the argument that we
right.
had. But to summarize, we talked about belt testing. If you want to check that out, check out episode 8?
I don't know.
Episode 8 of martial arts.
Or the martial arts.
The last martial arts.
It was actually pretty good.
The last episode we did was a vodcast. We did that little video.
So the one,
one before the video cast.
And we did release a new version of Two Guys.
It should be in the feed.
Yeah.
So anybody that's paying attention, anybody that's listened to this.
I thought was hysterical.
I thought it was our best one yet.
Yeah.
We really had fun doing it. And I've already got plans.
You do?
Yes.
Very nice.
Think music video.
Oh, no.
Yep.
All right, people. Hopefully you had a good Christmas and a safe New Year.
Yes. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of our fans and everyone listening. And we especially appreciate everyone. The ancient ancestral probe carry on itself. But I know that we're not the biggest podcast.
Alright, well, I'm
throwing
now.
I'm Dan, and I'm
going to punch you in the ear.